Hello, friends, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Today's episode, The Scent of a Good Man. The honest and good man ought to be exactly like a man who smells strong, so that the bystander, as soon as he comes near him, must smell him whether he chooses or not. Marcus Aurelius. When I first read this quote, I had to read it a second time because I wanted to make sure that I wasn't misreading it. And honestly, it kind of cracked me up. And what I like about it is that even though Marcus Aurelius was the emperor of Rome, that he had a pretty decent sense of humor, that he was able to use something that's a daily life metaphor to express the principle very clearly. And his example is a potent reminder that we shouldn't have to tell people how good or honest we are, that they should just notice. When somebody has to tell you that they're a good and honest person, then it kind of feels disingenuous, and to me, it actually arouses my suspicions. It's kind of like when somebody says, trust me. Well, I was trusting you before, but is there something that I shouldn't trust you about? And then I start to question whether or not they're doing something that's aroused my suspicions, and that they're trying to address that directly, and basically say, don't believe your instincts, believe me instead. Being a good and honest person should just be part of our essence. And while Marcus Aurelius was just being humorous here, we as humans use our senses all the time to make all kinds of unconscious decisions about the character of people that we meet. Often when we meet somebody, we'll get a certain vibe or, you know, a gut feeling or instinct about them. And for me, in my experience, while it's not always 100% on, it's usually a pretty good indicator of the kind of person that I'm dealing with. So when others meet you, what kind of impression do you make? Do you reek with integrity? Does your character stink with goodness? The scent of your character should make a lasting impression on anyone you meet. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Thanks for listening. Do you have a topic or a question that you'd like to hear addressed on the show? Go to www.stoic.coffee, and at the bottom of the front page, you'll see a place where you can send me a message, and I'll do my best to address your question using Stoic principles. Also, while you're there, go ahead and sign up for our newsletter and donate to our Patreon account to help support this podcast. And lastly, if you could download the Radio Public app to listen to our podcast, we get paid every time you listen to an episode. Thanks for listening, and remember, Amor Fati. Amor Coffee.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the Coffee House at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.